If you have any questions, you can raise your hand and you can ask the questions.
Hello, sir.
Yeah.
This is Nandu Desai. The ninth Karika, and
Yeah.
which is talking about this is for Prakruti, it is saying all these Visheshanas, like Sansiddhiki, Swabhaviki.
Yeah, you see, the Prakriti is, you see, what it says is Purva Pakshi is talking about Prakriti. Now, Purva Pakshi is arguing with the Siddhanta. What he is saying is, even Prakriti is Nitya. It is Samshiddhi, it is all those. The same thing which we apply to Atma, he says that is also there for Prakriti also. The definition of Prakriti is the four definitions. Nature means this. Now that nature definition you can apply to Atma, you can apply to the Prakriti also, because Prakriti is also Nitya. See, every day we see the Prakriti, every day we see changes happening. So changes are also constantly going on in the world. Atma is also changeless is also Nityaha, changing is also Nityaha. What Shankaracharya is saying is, you are applying it to the changing Prakriti, apply it to the same nature, you apply to the Atma as well. Atma is changeless, so always changeless. Prakriti is always changing. So if you apply to Atma, you will get the you will get the reality. Whatever your logic is there, which you are applying, should be is pertaining to the changing Prakriti, but you should apply it to the changeless Atma. He is refuting the Purva Pakshi in that particular ninth verse.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody else has a question?
In sir, like a 13th chapter of Gita, I think this
yeah.
is like Bhagavan is saying about like this Prakriti as well as this Purusha is like we never know. I mean, it is like Purana. Since when it is started, we don't know.
Correct. Yeah. See, both are ancient. Prakriti is also ancient. Purana, Purusha is also ancient. But what is the difference between Prakriti and Purushaha? Sankhya takes both of them and of the same reality. Prakriti is also real, Purusha is also real. In Sankhya, Yoga, Nyaya, Vaiseshika. Whereas in Advaita Vedanta, Purusha is Satya. Prakriti is Mithya. So in Bhagavad Gita also the same thing. Ajo Nitya Shashvatoyam Puranaha, there it refers to the Purusha. It is referring to Atma. What Arjuna is thinking is, I am the body. I am going to die. But what Krishna is teaching him is, you are not the body, you are Atma. Atma is Nityaha, Atma is Shashvataha, Atma is Nirvikaraha, Atma is ever changeless phenomenon. The same truth, whatever we are discussing in the Mandukya Upanishad, the same message is given to Arjuna in the battlefield. In the 17th verse, 18th verse, 19, 20, 21, Najayate Mriyateva Kadachit. All those verses are Atma verses. Exactly like we have today studied, immortal can never become mortal. So mortal, how do we understand this statement, immortal can never become mortal, I am immortal, so, and what is the mortality which I am experiencing? Whatever I am experiencing is a mithya, is a lower order of reality, exactly like the dream world. See, dream world appears and disappears and then it doesn't reappear in the same format again. But waking state keeps on appearing again and again in the same format. That is called as Maya Shakti. It is due to some power in that Atma, in that Turiya Atma, there is some power. But ultimately, we negate that super, that we negate that power, and then we hold on to that pure Atma, pure Sakshi only. That is the beauty of Mandukya. It says, okay, Adhyaropa, you see, we do that Adhyaropa and Apavada, and then at the end, what do we say? I alone am there. After we negate the world, when world is negated, what remains? That Karanatvam which we associated with this pure consciousness, that Karanatvam status belongs to Maya Shakti. We say Maya Shakti is false, and we say Turiyam Atma alone is. Which is this Turiyam is Karana 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 Karya Vilakshana Atma. Vilakshana Atma means it is beyond both Karanam and Karya. Then how do we explain the world? World is Maya. World is something which cannot be explained. Anirvachaniya Rupa Jagat. In Maya Panchakam, the second verse is said, Aghatita Ghatana Patiyasi. That means something which is not possible, I see. But that is the nature of the world. How will you describe dream to somebody? In the dream world, if you want to describe to your friend about the dream world, you say dream world is so real, you know. Everything is so real in the dream world. But when you want to explain the dream to a friend in the waking state, how will you explain? It was just a Maya. It was just something which happened. It was some power in this body mind. That's all I can say. Similarly, when you wake up to this Atma, you will say the same thing. I was a wife, I have kids, and we talked about so many things, so many experiences. What will you say? They're all Maya Shakti. I alone am Satyam. At that time, what is Satyam? Atma is Satyam. That is what immortality means. I drop in my intellect, I drop the waking state, dream state, sleep state. I hold on to the Adhishtanam. And I say this Adhishtanam is the ultimate truth. Is it clear now?
Yep, thank you, sir. Especially the 220 of Gita, Bhagavad Gita shloka, Na Jayate Mriyate.
Yes.
And today is like a 4.7 and 4.10,
Yes.
exactly almost same meaning.
Correct. That's right. So you should be always try to link up Kathopanishad, Bhagavad Gita, and then some of these verses, and then the way you should study advanced study of Advaita Atma, the way you should study is which are the verses in which are talking about negation of the world. I've studied Katho, I've studied in Katho there is Neha Nanasti Kinchana, Neti Neti in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, and then those are all negating the world. And then what do I hold on to? I hold on to the Atma. The seventh mantra of Mandukya is the very important mantra to hold on to Atma. Here also in the seventh mantra, what do we say? I'm not a waker, dreamer, sleeper. That means you are negating the world, which is experienced. Experienced world is negated, but the experiencer consciousness is never negated. You can never negate your nature. You see, that is what it says. You can negate everything, but you cannot say, I am not existing. In the sleep state, nobody says, I'm not there. Everybody says, yes, I'm there. But, it's just a sleep state. And then we don't question, we don't inquire, who am I in the sleep state? That question, when it comes to you, you will get liberation. I am pure Atma. Apply the seventh mantra, Shantam, Shivam, Advaitam, Chaturtham Manyante, to that beyond the sleep state. If you apply it beyond the sleep state, then you can apply it beyond the waking state also. It becomes easier in the sleep state, then it becomes easy in the waking state also. And then what do you do? You just live your life and let the ego what happens to the ego then? The ego gets subdued. That I, which was always, holding my attention, that ego gets subdued, and then your sakshi nature, your witness nature, that becomes more and more evident. Then this truth sinks into your mind completely. Very good, Nandu. Very good question. Anybody else has any other doubts, any other remarks in today's talk? Okay, if there are no other doubts, namaste. Thank you very much.
हरि ओम।
हरि ओम, थैंक यू,
हरि ओम, थैंक यू सो मच,
थैंक यू,
हरि ओम शिखर जी, थैंक यू
हरि
वेरी
ओम,
मच,
थैंक यू, थैंक यू,
थैंक यू शेखर जी, थैंक
थैंक यू,
यू।
थैंक यू।